Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1689, air date May 5th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we're going to explore how turmeric can play an important role in maintaining a healthy colon. We'll be taking a closer look at its key bioactive compounds, and more importantly, understanding how these natural components work together to support a healthy gut environment and promote overall digestive wellness. We're in for an engaging session where we'll first explore the molecular profile of turmeric and then dive into the pathways that explain how it supports a healthy gut. Let's get started and see what this is all about. All right, so here we're looking at turmeric. Turmeric, commonly known as the golden spice, is not only a popular culinary ingredient, but also a well-known medicinal plant. Traditionally, it has been used to help manage conditions affecting the skin, upper respiratory tract, joints, and digestive system. Turmeric is obtained from the root of curcuma longa, which belongs to the ginger family. Its main bioactive compounds, known as curcuminoids, are widely acknowledged for their therapeutic properties and health-promoting effects. Importantly, both turmeric and its curcuminoids are classified by the FDA as generally recognized as safe. But before we move ahead, I'd like to share a short video with you. As more people join me in understanding systems thinking and the systems approach, this will help lay the foundation and set the context for what we're about to explore next. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first US copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to have an engaging discussion on a fascinating traditional herb, turmeric, and its potential effects on colon health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video should really help you understand that when you take a systems approach, you gain a much clearer ability to see things as they truly are. All right, let's continue. What drives everything we do at Truth Freedom Health, at Cytosolve, and across all of our solutions, and what personally motivates me, is the recognition that those in power are quite literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole. When you look at the global data, lifespan is actually declining. The curvature of lifespan is going down, while the cost of living, meaning people's basic ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you look at this graph in a calm, unemotional, and detached way, it becomes very clear that the people who have driven these trends have no real interest in you as a human being. The outcomes show that human well-being has not been their priority. And this isn't something that started just 5 or 10 years ago. When you examine the graph, you see this has been happening for a very long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been driven by people on the left and the right, by those claiming to be independent, and by those presenting themselves as agents of change. But all of these people operate from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And for those of you who want to understand what I mean by the swarm, I encourage you to visit shatterthesswarm.com. The reality is, those in power are not interested in your health because they are not one of us. And that's unfortunate. So the real decision you have to make when you look at a graph like this is whether you want to save yourself. No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to fix this, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you. It's about giving you the tools so you can save yourself. And that's really what this is all about. I want you to understand that everything I talk about, whether it's turmeric, flax seeds, or election fraud, is driven by this fundamental curve. It all comes back to this question. When you're ready, do you want to save yourself? You see, I've built the tools that empower you to do exactly that, so you don't waste your life chasing random fixes. And that's what brings us back to this curve. This curve isn't the result of a single factor. It's the outcome of many interconnected systems working together. That's why we call this a systems problem, because it can't be solved by adjusting just one small piece. It requires understanding and addressing the entire picture. Now, what's been driving this outcome is a number of important factors. It's not just one thing. In the healthcare space, we've seen the destruction of the immune system. Environmentally, it's become extremely difficult to access clean, healthy food. And going back to healthcare for a moment, many of you know that in March of 2020, during the so-called pandemic, I helped save hundreds of millions of lives by providing real solutions and educating people on a simple truth. The body is a system. No one else did that. Frankly, only I did. And that credit matters because it came from genuine concern for everyday people. That's where I come from. This was never about being pro-vax or anti-vax. It was always about the immune system. We focused on educating people about that, while at the same time, their immune systems were being destroyed. And alongside this, another major stress has been how difficult it is to get access to clean, high-quality food. Another critical process under stress is the education system. People are not being taught systems science. They're not learning how to see things as they actually are. Instead, they're being taught fake science, a reductionist approach that limits real innovation. Most people don't know how to observe, think resourcefully, or solve problems, whether it's something simple in an office or something at an organizational level. As a result, they expect the government or someone else to fix things for them. When it comes to governance, we're dealing with corrupt leadership. When it comes to the economy, people aren't taught to save, they don't want to save, and there's massive income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach includes strengthening your immune system. It includes learning how to eat healthy local food, even on a budget. You get access to clean food through our certified clean solution, which has been in place for over a decade. This all comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to truly educate yourself. It also comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate and from developing our own leaders within the community. The Swarm creates leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement, on the other hand, is creating leaders for truth, freedom, and health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces train people to spend money on things that are essentially garbage. What our movement does instead is give people the tools they actually need. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal altogether. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, and by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth. We have set a very high standard for what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolve. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends. I'm deeply motivated because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has allowed me to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions. But if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and want to save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and you can go to truthfreedomhealth.com to support yourself and support us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you also get the chance to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to really educate yourself. You can become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, which means you're no longer a slave to the system. My goal isn't to keep you on a plantation, it's to help you get off it. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then dive into the Get Off the Plantation course, which is completely free, and become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or if you're ready, you can go straight to becoming one. But this is a noble service we're providing. The ultimate goal is for you to get educated and to free yourself from being enslaved. So when I talk about turmeric, flax seeds, or any of these foods, it's always within the context of a systems approach. Everything we do integrates science, politics, and health. And anyone who doesn't want to engage with politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick says, among the most ignorant. They're trying to bury their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury to do that. But if you choose to hide and avoid politics, it's a selfish choice, because it comes at the expense of all the other working people. Those in the United States need to rise. They need to become political, healthy, and committed to fighting for freedom. If you want to get strong, be healthy, and become smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be weak, sick, or uninformed, this isn't the place for you. Before we dive into turmeric, I wanted to give you this background to show what drives what we do. So let me play this video, and then we'll move into our discussion on turmeric on colon health, what Truth Freedom Health is, and why you should become a warrior scholar. I create these very informative videos, but my real goal is to motivate you to learn and become a warrior scholar, because that's how you'll truly understand the system's approach. So let's play this video, and then we'll begin today's session on turmeric on colon health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. people need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself? Or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter. And in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First, we'll give you the background on turmeric. We'll explore colon health, what it is, and why issues occur based on what we know today. Next, we'll discuss Cytosolve, our revolutionary platform and scientific solution that allows us to innovate products using food. We'll also share our initiative and the fresh approach we're taking. And just so you know, there really isn't any other way to solve these problems. While we're focusing on turmeric, that doesn't mean it will work for everyone. This is a very complex systems problem, and that's exactly why no one has truly cracked the code until now. By taking a systems approach, we're making real progress. There's still a lot of work ahead, but this is the direction we're heading. Then we'll dive into how turmeric benefits colon health, how much turmeric may be effective, and whether it's the right choice for you. For us, it's always about the right solution for the right person at the right time. And finally, we'll share how you can get involved and be part of this initiative. As we discussed, turmeric, commonly known as the golden spice, is not only a popular culinary ingredient, but also a well-known medicinal plant. Traditionally, it has been used to help manage conditions affecting the skin, upper respiratory tract, joints, and digestive system. Turmeric is obtained from the root of curcuma longa, which belongs to the ginger family. Its main bioactive compounds, known as curcuminoids, are widely acknowledged for their therapeutic properties and health-promoting effects. Importantly, both turmeric and its curcuminoids are classified by the FDA as generally recognized as safe. When we look at the traditional uses of turmeric, we can see that it has been an integral part of medicinal remedies across the world for centuries. In fact, in Indian culture alone, its use dates back nearly 4,000 years. As a key component of traditional Indian medicine, turmeric has long been valued for its wide range of health benefits. It has been believed to help purify the blood, support healthy skin, boost energy levels, improve digestion, aid in regulating menstruation, and even assist in the management of gallstones. In addition to its role in Indian medicine, turmeric has also been widely used in other traditional systems. In traditional Chinese medicine, it has been used to help manage conditions associated with abdominal pain. Similarly, in the Yunnani system of medicine, turmeric has been used to expel excess kapha and support better blood circulation by helping to open up the blood vessels. Now, let's shift our focus specifically to colon diseases and why colon health is so important for our overall well-being. When the colon is compromised, it can lead to a range of symptoms, including abdominal pain, cramping, changes in bowel habits, weight loss, fatigue, bloating, and even the presence of blood in the stool. This is why maintaining a healthy gut becomes essential. Supporting the gut microbiome with probiotics can help strengthen immune function and keep harmful bacteria under control. At the same time, staying well hydrated plays a crucial role as it helps ensure smooth and regular bowel movements. When it comes to diseases of the colon, it's important to understand that different conditions require different types of intervention. For instance, appendicitis usually requires surgical removal of the appendix. Conditions like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease are often managed with medications, although in some cases, surgery may also be necessary. Peptic ulcers, on the other hand, are commonly treated using histamine blockers to reduce stomach acid levels. And when it comes to colorectal polyps, they are typically detected and removed through a colonoscopy, which allows a complete and detailed view of the colon. So each of these treatment approaches is specifically designed to manage symptoms effectively and prevent further complications. On a global scale, digestive diseases affect approximately 2.86 billion people. This growing number highlights not just the impact of lifestyle and dietary habits, but also the influence of broader environmental and systemic factors that contribute to digestive health issues. Now let's take a closer look at how turmeric can support and improve colon health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And why not apply this approach to colon health as well? To understand this better, let me walk you through what the Cytosolve innovation process involves, what we do, and how we do it. Our first step in any project is to map out the molecular mechanisms involved based on a thorough review of all the published research in that field. Then we publish it. The next step is to translate those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This allows us to model how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we run combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential, and in some cases, it even leads to discoveries that we then patent. And from there, we move forward by licensing these solutions and manufacturing them. So right now, as you can see, we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively developing multiple formulations, each at a different stage of progress, ranging from phase 1 through phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products, and we've made about 4 key discoveries that have been patented. We also have roughly 7 areas currently in phase 4, where active screening is underway. In addition, there are 9 areas in the modeling stage, another 5 areas focused on publications, and about 9 more areas dedicated to building systems architectures. And the important point here is that all of you can participate in this process. We're moving toward enabling you to donate to these efforts, and in some cases, we may even spin out individual company initiatives from this work. We're now in the third phase, which is in silico modeling, and we're excited to share some of that data with you. This phase uses computer-based simulations to help us better understand the systems we're studying, allowing us to predict how different interventions might work before moving on to real-world testing. Now, one of the products we've already applied this process to, where we've gone through this entire process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, mapping out how all the components interact and influence each other within the system. Then we published it. After that, we proceeded with the modeling. We did the combination screening. We did the discovery. What we did was, first we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve, with, frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, and then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then, through this process, we were fortunate to make an exciting discovery, and we actually found 2 very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture, to actually reduce pain. And to validate this discovery, we not only published our findings, but also secured a United States patent. And that resulted, for the first time, in not just helping other companies, but actually manufacturing a product for your use. I'll play a video that explains the Cytosolve process and how we accomplished this. Now we have a tangible solution that has gone through all these steps, And this approach can be applied to every disease on the planet. That's one of the solutions we're actively working on. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to colon health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this goes beyond just theory. Many people think you can talk about ideas without ever taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference in the world. This approach represents a completely different way of doing development, independent of big pharma, and it has the potential to genuinely help people. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Ordering this product not only helps you, but it's also a way to support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. And yes, we've also developed another powerful product called Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 unique varieties, each thoughtfully designed to support a specific health need, like joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility, detoxy tea, feminine tea, and finally, immunity. And now, introducing your body, your tea, a unique range specially crafted to help balance your doshas and support overall well-being. This collection includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. And since we're focusing on colon health, I'd like to suggest Digest Tea, a carefully crafted herbal blend designed to naturally support your colon system. It combines traditional ingredients that are known to promote overall gut wellness. We've also launched our new product category focused on immune function. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of scientific research, this formula is designed to support and strengthen your immune health at its foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed, synergistic nutrients, carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Colon Health Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me take you back to phase one. We begin by mapping the system's architecture of colon health. At the core, we see a cyclic relationship between inflammation-induced cell death and colon diseases, each reinforcing the other. This bidirectional dynamic is crucial to understanding how colon diseases persist and worsen over time. By examining this system scientifically, we create the foundation for targeted therapeutic interventions. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. What we're doing here is starting with a clean slate, reviewing all the research that's been done to truly understand what's going on. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which often focuses on a single pathway, we're taking a holistic systems approach to colon health. This picture highlights how molecular pathways involved in inflammation directly contribute to the onset and progression of colon diseases. On the left, we see the TNF-alpha, signaling cascade initiating apoptosis and activating NF-kappa-B, which leads to the production of inflammatory mediators. This drives sustained inflammation in the colon. On the right, prolonged activation of these pathways, particularly through ROS and NF-kappa-B, triggers the release of inflammatory cytokines, cell injury, and changes in gene expression. Over time, this chronic inflammation disrupts the integrity of the colon epithelium, contributing to pathological changes such as hyperplasia and, in some cases, carcinogenesis, which are hallmarks of inflammatory bowel diseases and colorectal cancer. What we've discovered and continue to study is that by going down to this level of detail, we can understand the reality of these processes and begin to identify truly effective interventions. Now, when we look at colon health from a systems architecture perspective, we begin to identify multiple contributing factors that can lead to disease over time. These include genetic predisposition, immune system responses, and dysbiosis of the intestinal flora. In addition, environmental influences, lifestyle choices, and the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs also play a significant role. On top of that, factors such as psychological stress, smoking, consumption of milk products, and the overuse of antibiotics further contribute to this imbalance. By examining all of these elements together, we can start to map out the bigger picture and better understand how colon diseases develop over time. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll take all the data and insights and build comprehensive models to bring the entire picture together. These 15 natural compounds have been identified for their potential to support colon health. Those include cumin, fenugreek, flax seeds, garlic, ginger, sesame seeds, turmeric, nutmeg, licorice, aloe vera, bromelain, psyllium, Boswellia serrata, peppermint, and Ulmus rubra. There are 15 factors, and while there is data on each of them, the reality is that this complexity is why no real breakthrough has occurred. You'll see many videos on these topics, but the challenge is understanding how they work in combination. How do you truly crack the code? That's exactly what we aim to do. We're not here to claim that we already have a solution, but we are taking a systems approach. Once we have this architecture laid out, it allows us to see what's actually happening and identify the points where interventions can be most effective. But today we're going to focus on turmeric, one of the 15 promising natural compounds that may help support and improve colon health. From our Cytosolve research, we found that turmeric has been the subject of 8,165 research articles and 292 clinical trials over the past 148 years, highlighting its extensive study and recognized importance in both scientific and clinical research. Now let's take a closer look at the composition of turmeric. Turmeric contains around 30 key bioactive molecules, each contributing in its own way to its overall therapeutic potential. While more than 100 compounds have been identified in turmeric, the ones most relevant to our current discussion and the most extensively studied can be grouped into four main categories: minerals, vitamins, essential oils, and phytochemicals. To begin with, turmeric provides about 10 essential minerals, including calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, manganese, and selenium, all of which play important roles in maintaining overall physiological function. In addition to these minerals, turmeric also contains a range of important vitamins, such as vitamin C, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, vitamin E, vitamin K, along with folate and choline, contributing to its nutritional value. Beyond basic nutrition, turmeric is also rich in essential oils, including aromatic and beta-turmerone, eucalyptol, alpha-zingiberine, and alpha-pinene, which are known for their biological activity. Finally, it contains several key phytochemicals, such as curcumin, turmerol A and B, gallic acid, and quercetin, which are widely studied for their potential health-promoting effects. Here we can see the chemical structures of some of the key active compounds found in turmeric, including curcumin, turmerol A and B, gallic acid, aromatic turmerone, alpha-pinene, and alpha-zingiberine. Each of these compounds contributes in its own way, working together to drive the overall therapeutic potential of turmeric. With its diverse chemical profile, turmeric delivers extensive biological benefits that support various aspects of human health. Here we can see the 9 major biological effects of turmeric, which truly highlight its remarkable versatility. Turmeric exhibits a wide range of actions, including hypoglycemic effects, anti-inflammatory properties, digestive stimulation, anti-tumor activity, neuroprotective support, antioxidant capacity, hepatoprotective effects, antidepressive benefits, and antimicrobial activity. When we look at these diverse functions together, it becomes clear why turmeric is considered one of the most powerful and valuable medicinal plants, highly regarded in both traditional healing systems and modern scientific research. Now let's move on to explore its health benefits. Turmeric is widely recognized for its broad range of health benefits, extending far beyond just acting against colon diseases. Research suggests that it may play a role in managing conditions such as obesity, arthritis, oxidative stress, depression, diabetes, cancer, colon health concerns, eye diseases, inflammation, and even respiratory disorders. When we look at these effects collectively, it becomes clear that turmeric is a highly versatile natural remedy with far-reaching therapeutic potential. But now, let's take a step back and look at what we've learned through our process of combination screening, particularly in relation to turmeric. And once again, what we're sharing with you here is original research. So let's take a closer look at what's really going on. Here we can see how turmeric plays a role in attenuating colon cancer through its anti-cancer effects. Curcumin, one of its key active compounds, works by upregulating the tumor suppressor protein, P53. This in turn increases the expression of P21, which functions as a cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitor. As P21 levels rise, it inhibits the activity of the CDK 2-cyclin A complex, a critical regulator of cell cycle progression, especially during the S phase. By interfering with this process, particularly at the G1 to S transition, curcumin effectively disrupts the cell cycle. As a result, cancer cell proliferation is reduced, ultimately helping to slow down the progression of colon cancer. Another important way turmeric supports colon health is through its strong anti-inflammatory activity, particularly in conditions like inflammatory bowel disease. Under stress conditions, I-kappa-B is degraded, which leads to the activation of NF-kappa-B. Once activated, NF-kappa-B increases the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines such as TNF-alpha, IL-1, and IL-6. These elevated cytokine levels drive chronic inflammation and cause damage to the intestinal mucosa, ultimately contributing to the development of inflammatory bowel disease. However, curcumin helps counteract this process by preventing the degradation of I-kappa-B. As a result, it suppresses NF-kappa-B activation, reduces cytokine production, and protects the colon from inflammation and mucosal damage. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out ColonoSolve is going to do. We're right here in the third phase of in silico modeling. So how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience and support the Cytosolv Open Science Institute. You can also join our symposiums, which are held on the first Tuesday of every month. To participate, you can simply go and register at cytosolv.com/symposium. And once again, this is absolutely free for all Warrior Scholars. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia, that they're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolv offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at turmeric, we have found through Cytosolv very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that turmeric has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Now let's look at some clinical evidence. Curcumin, the key active compound in turmeric, has been shown to reduce triglyceride levels in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And interestingly, it performs even better than the standard medication, metformin. As you can see in this bar graph, subjects on a high-fat diet experienced elevated triglyceride levels. Both curcumin and metformin brought these levels down, but curcumin achieved a stronger reduction, matching or even exceeding the effect of metformin. This highlights turmeric's real therapeutic potential in metabolic health. Building on its impressive metabolic benefits, turmeric also demonstrates powerful protective effects against breast cancer. Here, the bar graph highlights how curcumin, turmeric's key active compound, can significantly reduce EGFR levels, a critical factor in breast cancer progression. Remarkably, curcumin's effect is very close to that of somatostatin, a standard reference treatment. This underscores curcumin's potential as a natural, highly effective therapeutic agent, showing that the benefits of turmeric extend far beyond general health into targeted disease prevention and support. Here's another piece of data highlighting turmeric's cardiometabolic benefits. Turmeric has been shown to significantly reduce serum total cholesterol levels, performing similarly or even better than atorvastatin. As shown in this table, compared to subjects on a high-fat diet, turmeric alone lowered serum cholesterol more effectively than atorvastatin alone. Interestingly, when turmeric and atorvastatin are combined, the reduction becomes even more pronounced, demonstrating a synergistic effect that could have meaningful implications for heart health. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a colon health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be wondering, if turmeric works so well, why isn't everyone using it? Well, the answer is, it's not a universal fix. Just like with any treatment, what works for one person might not work for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? Now let's look at some specific research findings that highlight the therapeutic potential of turmeric across different conditions. For arthritis, a 2011 study reported that taking between 8 to 60 grams of fresh turmeric root 3 times daily can significantly reduce symptoms and support joint health. When it comes to dyspepsia, the same study showed that a dose of 1.3 to 3 grams of turmeric root can help improve digestive comfort and reduce gastrointestinal discomfort. In terms of cardioprotective benefits, administering turmeric at 100 milligrams per kilogram for 1 month was found to support heart health and improve cardiovascular function. To help alleviate depression, a dose of 560 milligrams per kilogram demonstrated measurable improvements in mood and overall mental well-being. And finally, for ulcer management, taking 300 milligrams of turmeric 5 times daily for 4 weeks was shown to reduce ulcer symptoms and support the healing process. Taken together, These findings clearly illustrate that turmeric's therapeutic potential spans multiple systems, from joint health and digestion to cardiovascular function, mental well-being, and gastrointestinal health. Now, we're not here to give medical advice. You should always talk to your physician, but this is what the research itself shows and what you may want to consider. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if turmeric is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move at different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Turmeric helps restore balance in the body by supporting and stabilizing all three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away, but this is a condition where turmeric may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms: VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. You can also join us every other Friday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. by visiting vashiva.com/tutorial. It's completely free. Our goal is to educate people on delivering the right medicine to the right person at the right time. We're very generous with our time and provide many tools at no cost. While some people believe that giving things away reduces their value, we choose to focus on maximizing benefit and helping as many people as possible. We encourage you to get involved, as this will help you determine whether this approach is right for you. Because the reality is, not everything works for everyone. When you look at the wide range of solutions that claim to support colon health, something we actively analyze using Cytosolve, even if many of them are beneficial, only a specific subset will be right for your body. And that's exactly what our systems-based approach and tools are designed to do, to help you understand what works best for you and to empower you to help others figure that out as well. To sum it all up, curcuminoids are the key compounds responsible for the medicinal properties of turmeric. Curcumin in particular plays a critical role by disrupting the cell cycle, especially at the G1 to S transition, which helps reduce cancer cell proliferation and ultimately attenuates the progression of colon cancer. In addition to its anti-cancer effects, curcumin also exhibits strong anti-inflammatory activity. It prevents the degradation of IKappa-B, reduces pro-inflammatory cytokine levels, and helps protect the colon from inflammation and mucosal damage. And we are right now in ColonoSolve, which is a new spin out at the in silico modeling phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we come to the end of today's discussion on turmeric and its role in colon health. I hope you've gained a clear understanding of how we approach this topic from a systems perspective, integrating insights from science, health, and broader influences. If you're looking to become more informed, improve your health, and build strength both physically and mentally, we encourage you to get involved in Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both yourself and what we're building is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared several ways for you to take action, and I truly hope you found this session valuable. This movement is ultimately about supporting your growth and development. For those who may have joined late, today's session focused on turmeric and colon health, and this is part of an ongoing series we'll continue to build on. So get involved, support your own advancement, and take charge of your health. Thank you, and be well.